Hi Joe, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you
I'm doing okay, thanks.
doing? Are you in your office at all? I still have a basket of tablecloth, or shall I just bring it on the 31st to this sun?
That would be fine if you want to bring it earlier. I can always meet you in my office at whenever's convenient.
Okay. I'm not sure yet if it's convenient right now.
Yeah, either way is fine. I'm in my office a little randomly at the moment. It does end up being about once a week, but that's about
Yeah,
it.
I took the tablecloth and washed it and brought it back.
Oh, thank you. That was really thoughtful. Thank you for doing that, Joe.
So I'm introducing Leah. What's her name? Always in my water. Leah Aden.
Leah Aden, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, I think I put, oh yeah, Employee Wellness Health Education Consultant.
Consultant. Yeah.
Okay. She also leads the Employee Wellness Ambassadors Group.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how I saw her her presentation on Tao Connect in the first place.
Is it called Tao or Dao? Like the Chinese, that's an
inspiration. You're probably right. It's probably
okay.
Dao.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Love that color. These sweaters.
You look like a Star Wars.
It's beautiful.
I call it my Star Wars outfit.
Hi, Martin. Nice to see you here today.
Hi, Martin.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Doing well. Thank you for asking. It's good to be here.
It is Tuesday all day long.
Well, it's not Monday.
It's not Monday.
Right? Right? I forget days now. No.
They all kind of roll together. They do indeed.
They kind of do.
Grace and Amy, good job on yesterday's event.
Oh.
Oh, thanks.
That's great. The attendance was awesome, actually. Mm-hmm.
We did have good attendance, but it went by so fast, I could not believe it.
Yeah, I think it went by so fast when I did it last year, the year before.
I know.
We're not in person, and so we're not. I know we used to show videos of people describing the winners and stuff like that, but we haven't been doing that lately.
I think that's actually not a bad thing to bring back if we plan ahead of time.
Yeah,
that has to be planned pretty far ahead.
Right. And this award actually kind of caught us by surprise, I think, because we were sort of in the middle of staff appreciation and then this kind of snuck up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm glad we got it done. Megan. Gosh, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Hello, Grace. I was gone for about 4 years. I worked for Colorado State University.
Right.
And just returned to UNM in February.
Very cool. Well, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Joe will be appointing Megan to our vacant 12th grade. So,
yeah. Oh, nice.
We'll have Megan as a counselor after today, which will be lovely.
Great. We need people. Megan, we need you.
Yeah, we need people. Especially on the committees.
Right. Exactly.
What's quorum for today?
Let me double check, Joe. Twenty-one.
Okay. Is Jennifer Kafka here yet? Oh, there you are. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Joe.
Just checking to make sure you're here. Let's call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Thanks, Joe. Hi, everyone. Nice to see you. Thank you for being here today. Okay, let's get right into it. Beecham?
Here.
Begay?
Here.
Blanco Silva? Both?
Here.
Chavez? Desai?
Here.
Ekman? Aquino?
Here.
Fisher?
Present.
Flores?
Here.
Gallegos?
Here.
Gauch?
Present.
Heinemeier?
Here.
Henley?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Kavka?
Here.
Lane?
Here.
Lopez? Luna?
Present.
McCabe Kelly?
Here.
McQuarrie? Montoya?
Present.
Mount? Morillo?
Here.
Olay? Robert?
Here.
Robinson? Rucker?
Present.
Sakiestua?
Here.
Sandoval?
Here.
Sawyer?
Here.
Shasky? Smith?
Here.
Stoddard?
Present.
Carol?
Here.
Thomas?
Here.
Flores?
Here.
Trujillo McClure?
Here.
Wood?
Here.
Zier? Okay. Are there any counselors currently present who did not hear their name called? Going once, going twice.
And I am also here.
And Adam Hathaway, I was just about to call your name, so thank you very much, as always, for being here. Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, quorum has been established.
Okay, thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda? Has everyone had a chance to see the agenda? So without objection, we'll approve the agenda. Jennifer, you're doing the land acknowledgement.
Can you put it up on the screen?
Sure. Can you see that?
Yes. Thank you. founded in 1889, the University of New Mexico sits on the traditional homelands of the Pueblo of Sandia. The original peoples of New Mexico, Pueblo, Navajo, and Apache, since time immemorial, have deep connections to the lands and have made significant contributions to the broader community statewide. We honor the land itself and those who remain stewards of this land throughout the generations, and also acknowledge our committed relationship to Indigenous peoples. We greatly recognize our history.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is approve the minutes from 9/20/22 and the special meeting on 9/14/2022. Are there any changes to those? So without objection, we'll approve that. Constituent comments. This is where a time for guests at the meeting who are not counselors to make remarks. If anyone would like to make a constituent comment, please use the raise hand function in Zoom. Not seeing any constituents. So I'd like to introduce our guest speaker, Leah Adent. She's with HR Employee Wellness and Health Education Consultant, and she's here to talk about the DAO Connect. So let's
hey, everyone. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm just going to share my screen and my audio really quick, and we'll get into it. So thank you so much for having me here today. I am here to talk to you a little bit about DAO. DAO is Therapy Assistance Online, and it kind of started, I want to say launched 2-3 years ago when I was still with Student Health and Counseling. This is an initiative brought forth by Student Health and Counseling in their counseling program department. So Dr. Stephanie McGyver saw a need at our university for students and staff and faculty members alike needing a guided self-paced program to kind of fill the gaps of mental health care here at UNM. So her and her team worked on creating modules specific to UNM employees, staff, and faculty members for multiple years until they launched it a couple of years ago. So the first year we launched it is kind of a soft launch, kind of getting all of our quirks out. And now it's been up and running for a few years, and they still do a great job of promoting it, but I love to come and speak about it just because it is not an overlooked resource by any means, but it is slightly hidden. And even though we promote it all the time, it's always great to get a little bit more of an in-depth talk about it. So, of course, starting off with, though, before I get into Therapy Assistance Online, there's always CARS for you all. CARS is in-person or virtual. You can go during work hours. They provide 6 free sessions, and then after those 6 sessions, they can refer you out into the community, or if you want to wait 6 months, you'll get another free 6 sessions, and then they can refer you out if needed. They are a fantastic resource, but they do have a little bit of a waiting list. They are hiring another counselor here soon, but if you have a little bit of gap of time, or if you don't know if you need care, if you want to make an appointment with CARS, TAO is a great way and a great resource to use while you're waiting for your appointment at CARS. Or if you, before you think you need to go to CARS, you can try out TAO. So Therapy Assistance Online is a self-paced, like I said, online tool that you can use, and it's free to anyone with a unm.edu address or salud.unm.edu address. So you'll visit Shack. I'll go over all of these, but this is their main flyer. Click on Therapy Assistance Online, sign up, enter your information, and make sure you sign up with the unm.edu address or salud, and that's how it gets you into the UNM-based portal, and you don't have to pay. Normally, TAO costs, there's a monthly fee. A lot of different departments use it around the nation when it comes to big companies and education programs as well. So make sure you use the UNM. And then you can log in after that, and then you're on your way to build a new set of skills, and I'll go through all of the modules that they have. So this is just a very basic overview. I'll go a little bit more in-depth here in a minute. But they have modules like calming your worry, let go and be well, leave your blues behind, recovery skills and topics, and even these original core topics that they built on, you'll notice after this last year and 2 years, there are so many more topics now and so many more modules, and I'll show you those. They're really cool here in a second. So just like I said, shack.unm.edu, you'll go on to their services and mental health page where that arrow is, and you'll see right under counseling services, they'll have a big Therapy Assistance Online. All you need to do is click that, and it'll take you to the welcome screen. But first, instead of me giving you a little bit more chat about it right away, I'm going to show you a teeny tiny video with Therapy Assistance Online and what they do, and just give me a thumbs up if you can hear it. I'm pretty sure I shared my sound. No worries. I always mess up when it comes to the Zoom with the sound. Let's see here. Oh, and it's going to take it off there. Okay, no worries. We can always skip it. So the video was basically explaining that there are times in our lives that we might need a little bit of help, don't really know where to start, but we need some advice and to learn more tools to keep in our tool bags to have for ourselves navigating through difficult points in our lives. So when you go to the chef.unm.edu website, click on the chow link, this is the next webpage that will pop up. Profile information, first name, last name, email address, that's the UNM or Salute one I was talking about. Create a password, and then you do not need an enrollment key. There's no enrollment key needed. And then you're going to click sign me up. If you've already done this, click in to log in if you have an account. And this is what you'll see after you log in. So the modules that you have already started or lack thereof will be at the top. So you can, the plus sign is add content, or I was working on mindfulness, which was one of my modules. And at the very top, you'll see University of New Mexico, for UNM employees, for UNM staff and faculty. So on your home page, at the very bottom, you'll also see the well-being index, the WHO5, enhancing your progress, take the survey, and browsing CAL content. So the well-being index is something that you can take throughout your year, once a month, once in a while, totally up to you. And it's a short survey that will kind of give you a better idea of what your well-being looks like in this moment in time. And to enhance your progress in Cal, they recommend taking the survey to get started, and then they'll recommend modules for you. And then after a few months, take it again, see where you're lacking, see where you're excelling, and then you'll have more modules that are offered and recommended to you as well. So browsing Cal content, you have that little blue box at the bottom, or you have the sidebar on the left where you can click browse content. They have new from Cal, trending, things that people are getting on and doing the most, stress and coping with stressful situations. Some other topics include resilience, grit, personal strength, relationships and communication, health-related concerns, anxiety, worry, specific fears, depression, substance use. And then they have special topics at the bottom. So when it comes to the modules, it'll show the description, and then it'll have how many sessions there are. Depending how many sessions there are, it'll show you how long the program is. And the beauty of CAL, since it is self-paced, you can start something and never finish it. Or you can start something and work on it periodically whenever you have time, whenever you have a break, work on it with someone together, which is pretty cool. But it's really nice because you can take the time to do the sessions, or you can click on one of them and see how long the sessions are. For example, this one is imposter syndrome. It's 3 sessions, 40 minutes in total. So they break down the sessions with separate clips at the bottom, which you'll see here, like unhelpful thoughts, challenging thoughts, and mindfulness. The 10, 15, and 15 minutes all add up to the 40 minutes. And then you can also see what the description of the course is. If you want to take it, or if you want to add it to your content, or if you want to save it for later, there's a little notification, a button at the very top. And you can find whichever topics work best for you, or the ones you might want to work on. The other portion of CAL is mindfulness. They have a beautiful mindfulness library, and this one's located on the left hand where the arrow is. When you click this, you'll have all of the mindfulness exercises. And what I've noticed going through CAL is almost all of the modules have some sort of mindfulness embedded in them. So you'll inherently get a lot of mindfulness workshops and programs within those big structured programs for different topics. However, if you just want to do mindfulness, like this one is 190 minutes long, but it's 27 sessions. So you can pick one session and never do a mindfulness again, or you can find which mindfulness time works for you. Like there's one with 10 minutes or one with 2. So whichever time you have, you can kind of pick and choose. There's also product measures. This is where the well-being index comes in, that survey that I was talking about at the beginning. At the bottom, it'll show you surveys completed and then where your well-being index went, up or down, in different categories, over time, if you take it multiple times. My badges is when you complete a program or a module, they'll put a badge in here for you. So you can kind of look back and see what you have worked on, what you have completed, and it gives you a little bit of satisfaction looking at the badges that you have accumulated throughout your time in town. Going back really quick, they do have an emergency and crisis helpline. I will say this button is geared more towards students. If you click the crisis emergency help, it'll come up with a page that says if you are in dire need of help right now, please call student health and counseling, which staff and faculty can do. It reroutes you after hours to a third-party help center, and then you'll get a licensed counselor on the other end 24/7, 365. But we recommend always using Agora, and I'll go through that in a second, for crisis and emergency help, because you don't really even need to be in crisis to use it. But the emergency helpline also gives you a bunch of phone numbers you can use, and so it's also a resource as well. And you can also set up notifications, like I was talking about, through the different portals or different modules. And so if you need to be reminded or if you want to start the next portion of your module next week, you can use that reminder notification button. Mentalhealth.unm.edu has CAU on it. This is kind of the catch-all for all mental health resources at UNM. You can pick your affiliation, your audience, and your service, and then it will go through the filter process and filter down all of the resources that are available to you, depending if you are a community member, if you're a staff member, if you're a student, or if you're a retiree. All of the above, and it will give you connections, phone numbers, websites, all that good stuff. Of course, Agora, like I was talking about, best way to refer someone is the website where the numbers listed. Free, confidential, anyone is needing emotional support. It is more marketed as a crisis line. However, you do not need to be in crisis to call this line. If you're working through stuff on CAU and it's bringing up a lot of emotions, or if you find yourself in a poor mental health space, while you're on town, give Agora a call, or anytime. It doesn't need to be when you're on town. Phone lines are open 24/7, 365 by volunteers. And then if you can't get through to someone immediately, they'll give you a call back. And these are all their numbers and their website. Also, if you, I know CAU offers so many meditations and mindfulness exercises, but if you want someone peer-to-peer, the supervisor of employee wellness, Tracy Briggs, has put together guided meditations that she has pre-recorded to you all. And they're a little bit shorter. So if you have 6 minutes for self-compassion or 8 minutes for breathing, and then she has a bunch of different categories you can go in as well. She has all of those on our website, employeewellness.unm.edu. I find her voice incredible. These are a resource for you or a tool in the toolbox, as well as CAU being there for you all. And lastly, when it comes to mindfulness or meditation, HSC, UNM HSC just launched Burn Along this year. It is free to all UNM staff and faculty. All you need to do is sign up with your UNM or Salud email address. And Burn Along has so many meditation classes. I recommend them, but it does get a little bit overwhelming by the number of classes that they offer. You can search what you're looking for in Burn Along, but because it is fitness and mindfulness and they have like dog yoga and stretching for arthritis, it's fantastic. It's a huge, phenomenal resource library for you all. But if you're looking for something more specific, I recommend doing employee wellness as guided meditations or logging on to CAU just because it is a little bit more centered with mental health and mindfulness. But Burn Along is always an option, and you can always add friends and family. You as staff and faculty members get 4 extra accounts that you can give to friends and family members for free. And all you have to do is add them as a sub-account onto yours on Burn Along, and then you can do classes together or challenges together which is super cool. That's the burn-along code if you want to scan it really quick, if you haven't been able to log in yet or sign up. And I can also send out, put in the chat, the login information. And I know this is a lot of information at one time, but if you take anything away from this, make sure that you know that, of course, CARS is always available for in-person and online counseling, even if there's a wait list, and you have an online resource that you can use to better your mindfulness, to help your mental health, to create tools or build more tools that you can use in your toolbox so you can navigate through tough times in life or, you know, unexpected times. And burn-along's there for fitness and mental health. Does anyone have any questions for me as of right now? And if not, that's totally fine. I can put my email in the chat, and you're more than welcome to email me personally as well.
Are there any questions? Thank you, Leah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And I'll put the
There are a couple of questions on the chat. You probably can't see it.
Oh, I got it. What are the best web addresses to bookmark? I'm going to put student health and counseling in there for you, and that one goes directly to the CHOW webpage, and I'll put the burn-along link in there as well, and I'll put the employee wellness website. Those are the top three, probably. And I think that's it. Yeah, Hannah, I agree. We get overwhelmed with so much information at UNM. And it's really important, and I think it's so fantastic. Thank you all for inviting me here today to talk about it, especially since I've worked with student health and counseling, and I still have a great relationship with Dr. Stephanie McIver over there. She always loves me promoting CHOW because we just want so many people to use it just because it is such a great free resource for you all to use. But thank you so much for having me, and I'll put those links in the chat.
Okay, thank you. Now we're on to reports, the committee reports, and we will hear officer and committee reports. After each report, there will be opportunity to ask questions about the content of the report. If the report sparks an idea or leads to a question about something other than the content of the report, please bring that up after the reports are concluded in counselor comments. We added an extra counselor comments after the reports. And so starting off with our president and Amy.
So I believe Amy is currently at the Board of Regents.
Okay. I thought I saw her on here, but that's okay. Thank you. Executive committee report, Grace, our president and elect.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. I was going to say good morning. Welcome again to our business meeting. I did send ahead the executive committee report. I don't know if most of you had a chance to see it, but I'll call out some points in that report. Mostly the conversation around draft policies that are coming out of HR. HR really is going well. Have been and will be the owner of most of the policies that will impact staff in general. All the UAPs are housed within HR. And so we're beginning at least in a very intentional and structured way to collaborate with them as these policies are rolled out and to engage the council as well as our individual constituent base to look at these policies as they are pushed out in the two phases, one during the constituent review and then followed by the public comment period. I do thank all of you who participated in the two reviews that President Ortiz and I held, and also in providing your feedback on the public comment side. It is really important for us to engage actively with these draft policies that are coming out. There's a lot of nuances embedded within between the lines in those policies. So think through it and read it. If you have questions, please reach out to me. I'll be having some public comment session after the report to really talk about next steps and how do we proceed as a council body to continuously review these policies as they come out in a formal way. Looking forward to hearing some of your comments on that. And also, one of the things that I'll just say here so you kind of think about it is I will be proposing the formation of a staff council policy committee that will really stay on top of this. And the committee will be in the proposal chaired by the president-elect. The reason that part about president-elect is being put in there is because it will allow for continuation. So whoever holds the president-elect position will continue to chair that committee. So there is no gap. It's because these policies are coming out all the time and we cannot afford to have a gap in chairing that committee. So looking forward to having a conversation around that. The other point I wanted to call out in there is that you guys attended a presentation by Dr. Liz Hutchison regarding the Wayfinder. The executive committee had discussions around that and we are continuing to have conversation around how do we align with the Wayfinder application as staff council in order to highlight the particular project and the application around that. So more to come on that. The last thing I wanted to call out in that report is around the proposal brought forward by Councillor Amber regarding sharp objects around campus. So those of you who are constantly coming to campus will probably see that there are objects around campus that are sort of thrown around. And Amber is proposing that we perhaps spearhead a project that will look at putting stations in place where people can throw those objects in. And that goes right along with dog poop on campus. I work mostly on campus, and yesterday I almost just like smashed into one, and it made me think of this proposal by Amber. So more to come on that once we get a proposal from Amber on how staff council can better align with the sustainability committee along with environmental safety on moving that forward. So, and then please continue to read the president communication that comes out weekly. There's a lot of good information in there. The public comment period closes on the 23rd for the draft policy 3500 on the wage administration mostly. That's where a lot of comments have been posted to date. So if you haven't had a chance, please go ahead and read the comments and provide your feedback if you have any. So we will continue to provide, and I will continue to provide update on any policy changes that are coming out and try to engage you as much as I can. So we are constantly keeping paying attention to those and providing our feedback in order to support staff in general. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Grace. Are there any questions for Grace? Not seeing any. I'll go ahead with the speaker's report. With unanimous consent and without objection, I would like to appoint Megan Hauser to the open grade 12 seat. Welcome, Megan. And just remember, you'll have to rerun for your term in around April or March of next year. So welcome aboard. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you. So,
and with I'm adding someone to the committee that I don't think is added yet. With unanimous consent, and if there are no objections, I would like to add John Wayndorp to the IT committee. Any objection to that?
He didn't want to be joined onto the committee.
He didn't want to join?
No.
Okay, I rescind that then. We just saw his name on the list and we were a little confused. So. Also, I want to mention we are still desperately seeking a chair or chairs for the staff success committee. They do one important job of planning the registration for staff and students in the fall and in the spring. And they also do a pinning of graduates who graduated as staff here at UNM. So if you know anyone who is willing to chair that committee, that would be very much helpful. Like I said before, we've added councillor comments to the report and after the reports, so keep that in mind. Keep your you can make comments at that time. So we'll go with the treasurer's report now. Carla, you see?
I don't see Carla. Is she here?
Do
you want to
ask for roll call?
Yes, she's here. I see her there, but I don't know she's there. We'll just go on to the committee reports. Rules and election.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mark Fisher. Just letting you know we did not meet since the last meeting, so we have no report for this.
Okay, thank you. Grayson, Carla is back. Carla, are you ready to give your report?
I'm lost. I had somebody come in last.
Oh, I'm sorry. The treasurer's report? Were you going to do it? Or do you have a report?
Well, I was putting one together, but it's actually the same as the last week. But I will show you the slide that I did do. So hold on a second. Let me share. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. Sure. Okay. You see my slide? This is my report. So, you know, Amy of our staff council administrative coordinator is are in the process of moving our funds over to a new indexes, and there's a new org, and so there's kind of a half and half report, but basically I started to put the numbers in. It's exactly the same numbers as last report, except for $500 that is going on to staff appreciation, because staff success is doing their event for $500. So that leaves them to $39,000. I'm sorry I don't have a visual for that one, but I thought this one would do for now. Okay, that's the end of my report. Any questions?
Is there any questions for Grace? I mean, I'm Carla. I'm sorry.
Nothing about dogs or cats? Gosh. Okay.
Our next report is from the Ethics Committee. Did they meet last month? Not seeing anyone from that committee.
Joe, we did not meet last month. We didn't have quorum.
Okay. Communications and Marketing Committee?
I don't know if Renee is here, Mr. Speaker, but I don't believe we met, so there is nothing to report.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Angie?
Hi, so we did meet. We've got several things going on, which you can see in the minutes, but one of the things is we were concerned about the new background check policy. So we have a working group that's interested in the impact of the justice system potentially on UNM employees. So if anyone is interested in those issues, let me know. We're going to have an event which was scheduled for this Friday, put off just to bring people together to think about perhaps employment opportunities for those who are imprisoned, who might have job training skills, et cetera, that we could use at UNM. That's one thing. Another thing is we're looking at the policy that gives us 2 hours off to vote. It says those who are registered to vote, but We think we need a policy change because now, of course, we know we can do same-day registration. So we'll be proposing a change to the wording of that policy so that it's those eligible to vote, perhaps. A couple other things. Javier brought to us an issue that's been brought up before, but one of those is the monthly paychecks, especially those in lower grades and the difficulty with budgeting. So hopefully that's an issue that we'll take on. And one other thing is we're looking at how we can fit into efforts on campus around ADA accommodations for physical accommodations, especially for those in wheelchair. So those are a few of the things that we're working on. If anybody would like to join us, please let me know. We're on the meet on the second Friday of each month. Thanks.
Are there any questions for Angie? In environmental sustainability, Sharmina?
Hi, so we had our second meeting and wanted to bring up a few things. One is that facilities has just posted upgraded recycling rules and has made posters that I'm gonna post in the chat, so that our hope is that different staff counselors in different precincts can get the word out to all their constituents so that we hit every corner of campus so that local people can post them locally and do it. So I asked, you know, if they actually have staff that will help put up posters, and they said for the whole campus they have 4 people. So we need everybody's help on this. That's one. Two, we sort of talked in different facets about reaching out to different facilities managers, and we sort of had representation from North Campus, but, you know, we need to reach out to main campus and just all the different building managers, because we want to start asking questions like how much water usage different departments go through the whole university, or, you know, electricity usage, how many light bulbs have been switched over from LED and incandescent. And we're lucky enough to have one area facility director sort of talk to us about that. Things like when it comes to recycling, that actually it's more important to pay attention to the rules that are here, which is sort of why we're asking people to print out locally. Because things like single-use plastic I thought was a really big deal, and it's actually not as big of a deal. Well, sorry, I don't want to say that, but it doesn't contribute as much in volume as we think, as opposed to the would-be recycling that gets spoiled due to breaking rules or putting in things that actually can't be recycled. So just pay attention to those guidelines, and that really helps to make our current program more efficient. I work in a sector that has a lot of film production, and so we don't currently have an official stream for that, but if you collect it locally, you know, and contact the right person, like Johnski, that could happen. We've talked about highlighting more the successes of programs that have already been around that people don't know about, and that's sort of one of our main things is our purpose is to let everybody know what aspects and entities already exist on campus rather than trying to make a new one. But an example is that in 2019, UNM food recycled 116 tons of food and waste from just the sub and Mapa Sada alone. Certainly with COVID, that number went down to 11 tons, and that we're waiting for new numbers, but we're hoping to highlight more of these successes, reach out to students and dorm life to kind of get the word out about more recycling stuff. And we're looking for candidate speakers to talk to our group and maybe perhaps also in the future to this business meeting. We have actually 3 guest speakers who said they could do December to talk about the way that water is handled at UNM. But potentially we'd be looking for anybody else that has, you know, some kind of interest in sustainability. We've reached out to a few people, and are still waiting to hear, but essentially things like, the people that handle the trees and the arborists on campus, or maybe the food composting, program, or different things like that. So if anybody has ideas about different, entities that would be interested, we welcome them. Thank you.
Thank you, Serena. Are there any questions for Serena? Let's see. I don't know if anyone's from government relations here. That control report.
Government relations did not meet this week. We had technical issues more than anything.
Oh, okay.
So government relations did not meet.
Okay, thank you. Christine, HSCS committee.
He did not meet last month. I was out on vacation.
Okay, thank you. IT committee.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay? So the IT committee, we haven't gotten a chance to meet yet this month. We did have our first meeting back in September. There were some guests that attended that we were trying to see if they were interested in continuing on, such as John Reindorp. But he wasn't interested, but we did get several other people that are interested that were added on to the committee. So for what we did have, I was able to make contact with the UNMIT CIO and Customer Support Services, and they are requesting an invite to the January Staff Council General Business Meeting to present and listen to Staff Council concerns about help.unm tickets, if that is a possibility. If not, we can work on if there's a different monthly meeting that would be good for them to be able to attend. But yes, they would like to get a chance to meet with you guys, listen to your concerns, and be able to address some of the issues that people have been having surrounding long-lost help.unm support tickets. And then we're just working on making, trying to get a little bit more frequent meetings happening. And so that's really all we have going on with the IT committee right now.
Okay, thank you. Can you send Amy the information on the speaker for January, if you can? That way she can work on getting that scheduled.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. The Rewards and Recognition Committee? Yade or Grace?
Yade, do you want to take this? I feel like I'm constantly talking. So.
That's fine. So we met. The main things that we discussed were yesterday's reward ceremony for Outstanding Supervisor, as well as the upcoming Gerald May Awards that were just announced. Nomination form is open, so we encourage you to nominate people for the Gerald May Award. The ceremony will be in December, and we'll, like always, anyone who wants to help review awards outside of anyone who's on the committee formally is encouraged to join and volunteer. And as every committee is saying, we're happy to accept new people into our committee all the time, because the more ideas we have, the better we can support everyone. The other main thing that we're looking at doing is really going through and assessing the wording of both the nomination forms as well as the overall process and call out for nominations to make it so that, one, it's easier on the reviewers, but two, to make the nominations a bit more accessible across grades, because we recognize that not everybody feels like they have their a wordsmith, and so they might be hesitant to nominate somebody, or that the nominations are often somebody nominating their supervisor, and they rarely go down the other direction. So kind of looking at ways to distribute that, and also a lot of the pause nominations that we get are in the higher grades, and we want to see representation from those lower grades as well. So opening up conversation and working through how we have things worded and the structure of those nomination forms to make them more inclusive. If any of you are interested, are not on the committee and are interested in helping rework that content, we do have a few meetings set up, so just email me and Grace, and we'll add you to that calendar invite. And I think I covered it all. Pause nominations are all, they'll be open in November for a November awardee. Otherwise, I think that's it, unless Grace missed something.
Do you guys want to present your event funding request?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me of that part. So Amy Hawkins is taking the lead on this one, but we had previously, I believe we previously presented to the council on this, but we've shifted the date as well as the amount of people. If we didn't previously present to all of you, then here is the information for the first time around. The event is proposed to be a burrito breakfast on January 5th. We had originally planned it for fall break, but since students still had access to LAPO, they said we needed to wait till students weren't on campus to be able to accommodate it. So the idea is to expand on the burrito breakfast that we had during the Staff Appreciation Week to reach more people. We have an estimated budget of serving 1,200 burritos, so hopefully no one will get mad at us that we ran out of burritos. And it's essentially a grab-and-go concept. And I think it's Amy who's scrolling through the request. So I'll open it up for questions unless I have to move for it first, and then I'll do that part first. I don't know the owner.
I have one question. Is the date set for January 5th? Because somewhere I saw it had multiple dates on it.
So the event request says Thursday, January 5th. The estimate from LAPO on the final page of the request is just the date that the request was submitted, not the date of the event. So there might be a separate date. I know that previously there was that conflict. Oh, no, there it is. So the delivery pickup and delivery date, Amy, under the event information, up a little
bit. Yeah, there. It's supposed to be rescheduled at the bottom. Sorry. That might just be a note that Amy wrote.
The guest count, 1,400.
Yeah, guest count,
the date that's above that. Above that line. I don't know if I can annotate through here. Do you see it's in the middle of the page, right under event information? Guest count 1,400, delete date. Mm-hmm. Has it wrong?
Okay, I can't change it while I'm sharing screen. And this is the quote, of course, I get from UNM Food. But they do have it on their calendar for January 5th.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Yadea or Grace? So with unanimous consent, I'll try this. Unanimous consent and no objection, I think we should.
So I think I need to formally put it out there, right?
Yeah.
Given it fully. So on behalf of the committee, I propose that we have this event with the funding request as previously presented through the email. Carla, you had a question.
With the caveat that we changed the projection date to 2023.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good catch.
Thanks.
So now, with unanimous consent and no objection, I would like to approve this. Are there any objections? Okay, thanks. It's approved. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Amy. Putting it together.
Thank you. So that concludes my report.
Are there any questions for today? I don't think there were any questions. Okay. I'm going to ask, is anyone from Staff Success? Carly, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm kind of slow with my raising my hand. I just wanted to say, I think the date you have for January 5th is probably really good because everybody's filing in after the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll give something for everyone to look forward to in the new year. Good job.
Yeah. Staff Success Committee is next. I just want to mention that Amy set up an abbreviated Staff of Students event on October 31st from 11 to 1. Is that right, Amy? Okay. So come out and see us and help support our students, staff of students. Strategic Planning Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the Strategic Planning Committee met in September. Our next meeting is set for Thursday, so we're usually like behind, but I will give you a brief summary of what we talked about in September. The group met are in the process of reviewing both the Staff Council Strategic Planning document as well as the UNM 2040 framework. And what we're going to do with that is to figure out and identify how we are going to align our Staff Council strategic plan to fit within the overall institutional framework of UNM 2040. And that's really what we're working on at the moment. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Grace. Are there any questions for Grace for strategic planning? Okay, this is where we've added councillor comments. This next item of councillor comments, this is a time set aside to allow councillors to raise any concerns, ask questions, or participate in any discussion or on any of any topic, even if it isn't included in the agenda. Please use the raise hand function in Zoom to be recognized to speak, and please keep your comments to about 2 minutes. And if you need more time, we'll probably allow that. Are there any constituent comments? I mean, councillor comments, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Grace.
Oh, I wanted to see if anyone else wanted to speak, but I'll go ahead and start the conversation around what I had presented in my report regarding the potential formation of a Staff Council Policy Committee. The few times we have met with HR executive leadership, Kevin Stevenson and Kathy Agnew, there's been a renewed interest in really having a collaboration between Staff Council and HR. So, and with the oncoming review of additional policies, especially after the remote work policy goes out for constituent review comments, it will trigger a lot of supplementary changes to existing policies, up to probably we're looking upwards of 2025. So there's a lot that will be coming down the pipeline, which will keep us consistently engaged. And doing that in an ad hoc manner is just not sustainable. Therefore, wanting to hear you guys' thoughts around perhaps forming a Staff Council Policy Committee that will then stay on top of this, and that will be their charge.
Are there any more questions for Grace?
Grace, very quickly, Brian, do you mean this is a standing committee or a special committee?
Standing committee.
Mark, did you have a question for Grace or do you have a comment?
I see Amber.
Amber, okay. Go ahead, Amber.
My question actually wasn't for Grace. It was regarding staff council, staff of students, so I can wait. Anybody else have anything?
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Speaker Lane. I was going to say that I strongly encourage this standing committee to review policy changes. It can help avoid kind of late reactions to comments, and we can get ahead of the game and distribute the information to staff in a timely manner. So I look forward to forming a policy review standing committee. Appreciate Grace's effort.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Damian?
I too would like to support Grace's suggestion of the standing committee. I think, you know, being a part of the staff council, and this is like my first chance at actually getting to hear these policy reviews, and I've been here for, you know, 22 years, so maybe it was something I missed, but I think it's very valuable, and I definitely appreciate the fact that, you know, I'm actually getting to learn more about this, and I definitely welcome the idea of having a standing committee that would help help represent staff, if not also bring this more to the attention of staff to look at and review. So thank you, Grace.
Okay, go ahead, Carla.
I just, I also wanted to agree. I agree with everyone that's been speaking so far about the policy standing committee. One of the things that I would encourage with all of the staff counselors and that this policy committee can do is really look at the policies as a proactive activity. So sometimes we get constituents that have this or that issue, and versus waiting for a policy review to come out, what we could be looking at policy and looking at what the issues are, and if there's enough reason to actually submit revisions to a policy that is and in discussion with the policy office and whoever is affected by it. But this would definitely, the policy committee could definitely take a more proactive approach than waiting and seeing and taking what is thrown at us. So, and then actually moving forward and being proactive with things that we can change. Thanks.
Thank you, Carla. Are there any other counselor comments or questions you'd like to bring up for anybody? Oh, go ahead, Amber.
Hi. I just wanted to, in regards to staff of students, I'm collecting materials that departments would normally have had at those at the previous staff of students events for an information table. So if you are interested in providing things from your department that you think would benefit the staff at that event, please let me know and we can make arrangements to collect them. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments at this time? New business. If any counselor has any new business, please raise your hand and be recognized. New business can include notice of amendments, resolutions, funding requests, etc. This is the time the official business that requires a vote from the council or notice of upcoming official business that would require a vote. Go ahead, Grace.
Thank you, Speaker Lane. So I have sent you a document, if you don't mind sharing, just so as it to dovetail into the conversation during the comment period, about the, I'd like to move that reform, if you don't mind sharing, if you can, so everybody can see what I'm trying to read.
All right, the one that you sent me earlier? Or?
In exec, I think I sent you exec. So I think, Amy, you probably have it too. It's a document I sent, like, during the meeting, actually.
I got it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Sierra. That was quick. we lost it again.
Sorry, hold on.
No worries.
Thanks, Sierra.
So there are two things on the screen. There's a motion and a charge in regard to the staff council policy committee. So with the motion, I would like to move the formation of a staff council policy committee.
Second.
It's been seconded that we form a staff council policy committee. Is there any discussion?
Can I propose an amendment?
You have the first say anyway. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I just wanted to make an amendment to the way it's written there, that I move the formation of a standing staff council policy committee.
Is that
Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
So you have a particular designation of standing committee. And so you wouldn't call it a standing staff council policy committee. I think you'd call it a staff council policy standing committee, because then standing is part of the proper noun of standing committee as opposed to just describing.
Thank you, Adam.
Are there any questions on the amended motion? Go ahead, Yadier.
Just the way it reads could be ambiguous with whether the policy that the committee is there for is for UNM policy versus staff council policy. I'm not sure if this, as long as the charge is sufficiently clear, it might be fine. But there, yeah, just a thought. If anyone else reads it that way.
Go ahead, Mark.
Perhaps to make it clearer, we could change the name slightly to answer what Yade was talking about, to Staff Council UAP Review Committee or UNM Policy Review Committee. Mm-hmm. So it, well, Standing Committee. Yeah. You know what I mean? Is that, I think that's what we were trying to be explicitly clear about, what the count, the proposed committee would be.
So is there any objection to the amendment that Mark made?
It would also have UNM before the policy.
Well, perhaps UAP.
Is there a motion for it to go to be amended to UNM Policy Review Standing Committee or UAP Policy Review Standing Committee?
Sarah, I guess that's probably the standing question, right? And I see Hannah and Carla's hands up. So, yeah, Dave, would you...
I would be fine with either. I think more people recognize UNM knowing what it is. Using the acronym UAP, they wouldn't necessarily know what it was referring to. Whereas in the charge, we can edit it to say what UAP stands for in the description and then put it in parentheses as UAP, and that might help clarify things, but also get people to know what the policy, what the charge is. So I would suggest UNM versus UAP.
Are there any objections to the two amendments made to the statement, the motion?
Just a quick comment. It's not an objection, so I don't know if this is the appropriate place to say it, but I just wanted to sort of build off of Carla's previous point as well, and maybe this is up to, I would refer to Carla, but if the policy review also captures the idea of being proactive about policy changes and proposing policy changes. But again, that could be something that might be just clarified in the charge as well.
Are there any other objections or discussion on the amendment proposed to the motion? Shall we call the question of the whole policy of moving the Staff Council UNM Policy Review Standing Committee Is there any objection? And unanimous consent with that?
I would like to, so one, just clarifying, was the amendment passed then? So then we're, the amendment of the UNM in review?
Yes, I think so. I don't think anybody objected to the amendment of the changes.
Okay, then my comment would be I'd like to change the charge. I would like to make a motion to change the charge to include policy review before UAP drafts come out, as Carla and Hannah mentioned. Give me a second to think of the language that I'd like to propose.
Okay, thanks. So I call on Frankie.
Frankie. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Just wanted to check for the charge at the very end of the charge. Is there a reason there's a the there?
Probably not. It was probably an oversight. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you.
Go ahead, Damian.
Might I suggest that we have organized council response as part of the constituent feedback, that maybe it reads council response as part of promoting constituent feedback process. I would definitely like to have, you know, promotions to staff as much as possible to get them involved.
Brian, did you want to say that? And Megan?
The initial sentence on the page says, I move the form of staff council. It just should be to form.
If there's no objection and unanimous consent to that change, we'll go ahead and make that change.
Mr. Speaker, there are some comments in chat regarding some of the sentence formation.
Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead and discuss your motion.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't find my icon to raise my hand on that. Sorry about that. It was just a glossing. The first sentence can just say the staff council policy committee chaired by the president-elect. We just don't need the person in the role of peace.
Hi all. Just real quick, this is Amy. I'm loving these suggestions. Thank you all so much for so much discourse. I just want to remind the council that, for instance, and I agree with Brian's suggestion he just made, and it might be beneficial so that everyone understands where we are in the process. If you'd like to make that suggestion something to vote on, Brian, then you would simply say, I move to remove the clause person in the role of in the first sentence. And then Joe can say, does anyone object to, you know, if somebody would second it, and then Joe would say, if there's no objection, can we make this change? Does that make sense, everyone?
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, Brian, you can make a motion to strike out the person in the role of.
I would make a motion to strike out person in the role of. We need the word on there still. But
sorry.
That's okay. I didn't know if it was one of the things you would submit, like the technical amendment later, to clean it up or not. So I would just move to strike that particular clause, person in the role of.
So, why don't we, if there's no objection, we can go ahead and strike that out. I better call on your day. She's been waiting.
I move to have the charge name Staff Council Policy Committee to match the changed title of the committee to Staff Council UNM Policy Review Standing Committee, as well as defining UAP the first time it's used, so the draft universe, whatever, I don't even know what UAP stands for.
University Administrative Policy.
And then parentheses UAP, or vice versa, as long as it's there defined.
Thank you.
Second.
So if there's another objection, we'll approve the amendment.
It needs a dot before UNM at the very beginning.
So,
and it needs to maintain staff council. Sorry, I keep moving it. So the Staff Council UNM Policy Committee. Yeah. Thank you.
Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
If there's no objection, I would like us to accept the change. Are there any other discussions, changes? Go ahead, Sierra. You wanted to reword something, I know.
Yes, I finally got the wording right that I think I want to put in. And I'd like to make a motion to propose adding the committee will perform review of existing policies and recommend changes to, I guess not the policy office, or maybe the policy office, does that make sense? Or to the UAP?
I would almost leave it as something in the lines of care along with the appropriate something or other.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
If there's no objection, we can accept that statement. Can we take out the V with the line through it? I know that's kind of an odd question, but that's sort of... Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Serena, you had a statement.
I make a motion to remove the word policy after policy. So draft UAP, parentheses, University Administrative Policy. Policy, it's like, it's redundant, no?
I second.
If there's no objection, we'll remove that policy. And if there's no objection, we can remove the person in the role of. And the Z with the line in through it again if there's no objection to that. Are there any other amendments to be made? Anybody have any questions? Okay, we have a motion on the floor to move form a Staff Council UNM Policy Review Committee. The charge as being the Staff Council UNM Policy Review Standing Committee chaired by the President-elect to review a UAP, University Administrative Policy, revisions and organized council response as a promoting constituent feedback process to propose UAP policies developed by the university. The committee will perform review of existing policies and recommend changes to the appropriate policy office. If there is no objection and unanimous consent, you can accept this. Thanks, everyone. It's been approved.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you, everyone. This is really important. And with that is a call to action. Please join the committee if you are interested in learning about UNM policy, how it impacts you, and how it impacts staff. This was not intended as a learning process, but it did turn out to be one. But so it is not hard. It's doable. So if you have ideas out there about forming committees and making motions, this is the process. Thank you.
Sharia, did you still have a question? You have your hand still raised. No? Okay, sorry about that. Is there any other new business before I move on? We have another spot for councilor comments. You can use this opportunity to make any comments, additional comments from the past, or make announcements. Not seeing any. So why don't we move? Go ahead and move to the nuts and bolts with Brian Jones. Are you ready? Oh, sorry, Frankie.
Yeah. Announcements about upcoming events, or is that the end?
That's fine. If you have any upcoming events, that's fine. You can announce that.
Yeah, so we have our semesterly waffle breakfast tomorrow from 8 to 10. I'm putting a flyer in the chat. Come get waffles. We have vegan and vegetarian options as well, coffee, orange juice, all of that fun stuff. I hope to see you all tomorrow.
Yeah, I might say that was a fun event last year, so looking forward to it. Go ahead, Ivan.
Hi, everybody. Real quick, I'm Ivan Lynn. I'm Grade 14th Council. So I don't think I've done an introduction, but that's me. I work at under Central for the Help and Camp program. But I wanted to, real quick, if you read the words of recognition activity report, I think that's what it's called, is I'm proposing that we bring HR to come and talk to, you know, fellow staff members about benefits that they may or may not know about. It was an idea we wanted to propose where we can definitely get the attention of other staff members. I know we do send a lot of emails about benefits, but not everybody gets the chance to read or has the time to read those emails about the benefits of staff members. So I wanted to let you know that that's what we're proposing to bring HR, and also to maybe if maybe on the chat I can take notes of benefits that you think maybe people, all staff members should know about, or maybe very little known staff member benefits. And the reason I want to bring this up is because I've talked to several staff members where I know tuition for dependents is part of our benefits, but they never knew about it. So I think that's really, really important for staff members to take advantage of all the perks that we have. So I don't know if you all want to add any comment to that, and I will send an email directly to the staff council members through the listserv if you guys want to share anything. But I think that was my announcement, and that's in conjunction with the breakfast at Lapo. But that was it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ivan. If you could put your email, and people could also, if they think of anything else later, they can send you an email.
Thank you. I will do that.
Okay, thank you. Were there any other councilor comments? Okay, on to the nuts and bolts with Brian Jones.
Hi there. So first, I'm not here to tell anybody how to communicate with their constituents, but I want to show you some tools that actually President-elect Faustino brought these to my attention one day. And I want to give a shout out actually to my grade counselor, Sawyer, who was shot out of a cannon and like sent emails to her constituents immediately after being elected, which was like really inspiring. And so I was trying to figure out a good way to do this. And Grace and I'm going to call her Grace at this point instead of the president-elect for a moment. Grace and I were just sort of emailing back and forth at one point, and I had sent her some text that I had sent out to my constituent list at one point. And she said, you know, there's actually a really cool tool we use called iContact. Now, I've been involved with some other organizations, and we use things like MailChimp and some stuff like that. And as we all know, sometimes our emails here on campus throw stuff into spam or junk, and so I wanted to be sure whatever I was using didn't get just dumped into somebody's junk or somebody's spam. So I'm going to grab the wheel here for a little bit. There is – okay, so what the share screen – I can't get share screen to come up, Wilson. Can anybody see that? Okay, so here's – everybody can see this. So this is what the iContact application looks like when you open it. It's totally free. Grace is sure of me. It was totally free, and it has been totally free. You can dump your mailing list in here. I have two items on my mailing list, my own personal address and then my listserv. Just fits right in there as an account. But you can grab any of these templates, and I just grabbed this one, and I'm going to show you how easy these are to set up. All you do is come over to these sides, and you can just drag things in and out. You go to your to the tools up here, not tools. You can drag things in and out. You can change the background. Everything just drags into this menu over here, so it's very easy to move things in and out. And this is the way mine ends up looking just like this. This photo here. I'm District 7, so I've patted myself on the back with 7-Up data. I thought that was very clever, But this picture at the top here is straight out of the UNM Assets page. You can just go into log into UNM Assets that marketing runs.
I don't think we can see the pictures. Are you sharing a different screen?
Maybe I'm sharing the wrong screen. So I guess stop share. I mean, let me try one more time here because that's the most important part. You should be able to see that. There we go. There, can everyone see that? Can everyone see that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these photos are in the UNM assets. You can just log in and download any of these photos right into your computer and trim them as you need and use them. The great thing about mine, I have a regular feature I call Get to Know Your Precinct. I saw Joellen in here earlier. I actually talked with Ann over at Ombuds today because I'm going to put in a little, just, you know, a text of an interview that she and I did today talking about what Ombuds does because people don't always know what that is. So it's a good way of providing a regular feature to the people in my district on this. I have the advantage, actually, I think, of representing athletics, so I always have a ton of news that I can dump into my monthly report on this. I send this out the first Monday of the month on this with links to everything. But the point is, this is all really easy. These are all assets. Again, like I said, in the UNM assets page, these blocks of text here, you can just drag in a text block and fill it in. What I like about this template is it doesn't fight you. I'm going to stop the share on this one now. The template doesn't fight you on it. It's not one of those really frustrating things where you're dragging around and then templates get blocked up and they get locked in and you can't delete things in and out. If you get stuck, you just delete the block you're looking at and start over again. So I want to highly recommend iContact, again, which is something the president-elect brought my way. Free, easy to set up, doesn't fight you, which is what I really like about it. Very easy to use, very intuitive, and just you can dump into your mailing list. Just put your listserv in there for your precinct or for your grade, and you go in and email to that. It takes about 20 minutes, I think, to deliver it to your entire list, depending on how it is. I don't know how many of them got kicked into spam. I haven't heard back. It's hard to check on people getting a message you don't know if they ever got. But so far, so good. It looks like it's going out and not landing in junk mail. So anyway, highly recommended. I always tell people, use what works best for you. I can highly recommend iContact. I know other people use Constant Contact and some other things. So anyway, it's pretty intuitive, pretty easy system, and I want to thank the president-elect for sending that one my way, as well as my counselor who inspired me with her very quick on the draw immediate email to her constituents. So.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Hannah, do you have a question?
Just a quick follow-up question, and I'm sorry if I missed it, but how can we actually get iContact?
It's online. You just go in and just set up an account on it. It's just like going into any other app you would or any other website you would use. You just log in, set up your account, and you have access to their tools. You know, there's a paid level of engagement you can sign up for. I've had me even bother to look at that. I don't think any of us need that. You can just sign up and set up an account there. I set mine up right under my UNM EDU account for that. And so anything that comes right into my UNM account. So I see that right away.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Grace, for putting the URL in the chat.
Thank you. Amy, go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you for sharing that, Brian. I'm wondering, and I can look this up later, of course, but do you know off the top of your head if there is a limit on how many people you can have on your listserv? I mean, I'm wondering if this is something I might use for my staff council news.
There is a limit. The limit is something like 500. But again, if you just put your listserv in there as an email, you get the email to your entire listserv list as what it counts as one email.
Oh, so it doesn't, okay.
It doesn't break, no, that was, because that was my big concern too. It doesn't break it out. I just take that weird listserv email address and put that into my address book as the email I am sending to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That does all the work, and it counts only as one email address.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that was a good question, and that was great too, because I didn't want to have to worry about that either. So your email address is just maintained through people signing up for your listserv. You'll always capture the most recent version.
Go ahead, Sharina.
So I just wanted to ask, that's awesome. I'm so glad, because I have a paid version from s'more.com, but same kind of thing where it's really easy. Does it save your previous newsletters? Like, can you access the previous ones?
So far, so good. It does. They all tend to show up in my templates, as an existing template. So I haven't messed around too much with that because I don't want to lose anything. But your old versions are all, mine are at least all still there. There's probably a better way to do that. I haven't hit it with a hammer yet to figure that out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, Sharina, what it does is once you send an email out, it will save it as completed, and you can always copy the same one and update and save it as another one to send out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I tend to just take whatever, you know, email message I sent out last month, and I just open it up and I start typing into it again, just using my old document as a template every time.
Thank you, guys. If you guys ever want a paid version, I have one that actually gives metrics. And so, like, if you have small groups and you say, hey, did you see my memo? And they'll say, yeah, I saw the memo. It'll actually show you that they did not.
That's a great point, Trina. And the one thing I will say about this workaround is, as I was talking with, is that because your one email is your listserv list, you don't get any of that data. You don't know who's opened it, who has it, because it just considers that one email was opened and sent. It only counts that as one. So yeah, you can't get a lot of the metrics on that one because you're not entering specific detailed levels of addresses on that. That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions for Brian? Okay, moving right along.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Are there any counselors who would like to do an introduction of yourself? This is a time where we have counselors, if they want, can introduce themselves who haven't in the past done so. So since there are no introductions, I, without objection, would like to adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Good meeting. Thanks, everyone. Thank you.